I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Kickapoo won a non-conference game over Richland Center 54-21 last night. The host Hornets struggled to find offense as the Panthers improved to 11-3 on the season. Jaden Snagel led the visitors with 11 points. Gwen Fredrickson had 10, all in the first half. Annabelle Oliver added 7. Kendall Andelsek put in 6. Morgan Wheaton in 5. Braylon Culver, Ashlyn Reynolds, and Tierney Arndt all scored 4. And Annika Waslik had 2. The Panthers were 15 for 28 from the line. Richland Center was led in scoring by Jasmine Hazelrig and Kylie Burns, who each netted 5. J.C. Gander put in 4. Ella Clemens, 3. And Ella Weiss and Addie Board both had 2 points. The Hornets were 8 for 11 from the line. Kickapoo won the JV game 31-22 over the Hornets. Following the 54-21 win, the Panther varsity will prepare for a showdown in the Ridge and Valley when they host Wazika Steuben on Thursday. Richland Center will host rival River Valley on Friday. The Riverdale girls varsity team won its 10th game of the season Tuesday night, defeating Wonewoc Center 53-27. The Chieftains went into halftime 31-17, thanks to a buzzer beater by Lily Barr for 3 points. The ladies were led by Zuri Dennis's 19, followed by Macy McKay 11 and Lily Barr 6. 10 girls scored on a bucket in the evening, and the Chieftains will try to avenge an earlier season loss to Darlington on Thursday evening. Riverdale JV girls won at Brookwood by a score of 51-14 as well. In other girls' action, Belmont 59, Highland 44. Hillsboro over Seneca 54-21. Lancaster 74, Southwestern 22. Viroqua over Lafarge Youth Initiative 59-24. Cashton 43, Westby 38. Wazika Steuben 44-35 over River Ridge. Scholesburg 56, Potosi Cassville 36. Poinette over Baraboo 68-43. Cambridge 62, Wisconsin Heights 27. Mauston 51, Toma 31. Holman 53-39 over Sparta, and River Valley over Ithaca 56-51 in a makeup game last night. Boys basketball, Ithaca's boys eked out a victory 58-57 over Kickapoo. Sammy Clary had 27 points, and Devin Iam added 10 to lead the Bulldogs scoring. Malachi McCauley had 15, and Adric Egge added 12 for the visiting Panthers. Darlington defeated Riverdale in boys action 93-58. Owen Blankenship had 23, and Bevan Dennis added 18 for the Chieftains. Weston with a big win over Wazika Steuben last night, 51-50. The Silver Eagles grab the win in Ridge and Valley Conference. Lafarge 84, Seneca 78. It was Cuba City over Boscobel 78-51. Southwestern 47-37 over Fenimore. Royal 74, Brookwood 23. Hillsboro 57-34 over Nisida. Lancaster 69, East Dubuque 60, Waukon 63, Prairie du Chien 55. Bangor over Wonewoc Center 68-61. Mineral Point beat Iowa Grant 70-33. Reedsburg 82, McFarland 70. Baraboo got the win against Edgewood 54-53. Toma 62, Mauston 61. And North Crawford over DeSoto last night in the Ridge End Valley, 68-48. Action from around the area in basketball from last night. The action resumes on Thursday with lots more games, some big showdowns, and more coming up. This weekend we'll have coverage of the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Invitational, which is hosted at Weston High School each year. And we'll have coverage on Saturday here on FM 100.9 with reports throughout the day. Lucky Strikers Bowling, Right Way Shell at a 24-58 series. Gander's Cleaning Service, 24-56. And GJ's Service and Ramada at a 23-74. Gander's Cleaning Service had an 883. Right Way Shell, 846. Premier Co-op, an 838. Top series, Nicole Mottier with a 605. Kim Jewett and Amanda Friel each had 522s, and Judy Skelly a 521. Top game, Nicole Mottier with a 219 and a 213, Tammy Schwingle a 211, Patricia Lobansky a 191. Split pickups, Ann Maxwell, a 5'7". Sheila Pulvermacher, a 2'10". Tootie Pulvermacher, a 3'10". Judy Skelly picked up the 5'6 combo. Judy Sharman, a 5'7". And Doris Trepan, a 3'10" in Lucky Strikers Bowling League action. The Badgers built a 37-20 first-half lead and needed all of that margin to hold off Ohio State last night. John Tanjay scored 17 for Wisconsin in its 70-68 Big Ten Conference win. Badgers coach Greg Gard earned his 200th career victory while his team ran its win streak to 6 games in a row.
Divide this up, and it's a lot of hard work by a lot of people, a lot of hours that go unseen and unnoticed to have an opportunity to help a program be successful.
Wisconsin, the nation's top free throw shooting team, connected on 25 of 28. Stephen Crowell talked about Coach Gard.
I don't think I would be the player I am today without him or the coaches he puts around him, just pushing me in different ways throughout the years. And it's been super fun to play with him. And I'm excited for the second half of the season, try to make a little bit of a deeper run this year in the tournament, hopefully.
The Badgers leave on a West Coast trip starting this weekend with a Saturday game at USC. After Marquette took an 8-point lead in overtime, DePaul guard Isaiah Rivera brought his team back by hitting 4 three-pointers in less than a minute. The stubborn upset attempt fell just short as the Golden Eagles prevailed 85-83. David Joplin had 7 three-pointers while scoring a team-high 30 points. The Bucks led by as many as 28 while ending Sacramento's 7-game winning streak last night, 130-115. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 30 points, took down 11 rebounds, and handed out 13 assists in the 50th triple-double of his career. Damian Lillard scored 24. Milwaukee was playing without Chris Middleton and Gary Trent Jr. It took control with a 21-2 run late in the first period and never trailed the rest of the way. The Orlando Magic visit the Fiserv Forum for a game coming up this evening. Packers coach Tom Clements is retiring at the end of a high-profile career. Clements is credited for guiding Green Bay's long line of star quarterbacks, starting with Brett Favre, continuing with Aaron Rodgers, and wrapping things up with emerging star Jordan Love. Head coach Matt LaFleur tells reporters offensive assistant Sean Mannion will get a look as a possible replacement as well. Another assistant, Connor Lewis, will also be a candidate. Matt LaFleur wrapped up the season yesterday by saying the team didn't play its best on Sunday.
It's just disappointing when you, somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose, good teams, but you just want to go out in those moments and play your best and let the chips fall where they may. But when you go out there, I thought we had a strong defensive performance and we didn't get it done offensively. I had a really hard time blocking their front, so it's hard to get really anything going. And then the turnovers were just absolutely killer.
They would like to have lots of moments of that game back.
Started with the opening kick and then having 3 picks, and just that was it right there. You're not going to go on the road and win a playoff game when you're -4 in the turnover battle. It's not going to happen. So the fact that we were 16-10 in the fourth quarter, that shows you how well we played on defense to even be in that position.
That's a look at sports this morning. I'm Phil Nee.